RTS presents Nature Watch, a whole series of stories on Seychelles wildlife. Is something digging holes in your garden, eating your vegetables, stealing your chickens, and generally making a mess? No, it's not the neighbor's son or even his dog. It's probably a furry little creature straight out of a comic book.
I suppose the word tongue makes your blood pressure rise a little? Well, you're not the only one. Most Sechua hate the tongue, or tenorec as it's called in English. Why should this quizzical, furry little animal generate so much heat under the collar? For most expatriates, the only contact they may have with a tongue is when one blunders blindly across the road on a Saturday night and gets smashed to bits by the uncaring wheels of a Japanese car. To most Sechua, that is more than tongues deserve. The tenorec is a pest. It digs and burrows in gardens, eats crops and vegetables, and sometimes even takes chickens and eggs. However, the very qualities that make the tenorec a pest are those that have helped it to survive and thrive in their adopted Seychelles. In other words, to an ecologist like myself, the tenorec is an ecological success story. Tenorecs are primitive mammals, native to Madagascar. They were introduced to Seychelles from Réunion, probably as food, although they are not eaten anymore. Since the Seychelles have no native mammals, the tenorec found a huge ecological niche waiting to be filled. There being no native mammals meant that the tenorec had no organism that could compete with it for food or for space. So far, so good. The Seychelles was paradise for the tenorec. But there are other reasons for its success, and those reasons lie within the animal itself. Reason number one, tenorecs are not specialized feeders, but eat lizards, amphibians, insects, and other invertebrates, fruit and vegetables. This habit of eating almost anything is what has made it successful, but also has made it a pest. Reason number two, they give birth to many young. These search for food in family groups. This helps the young to develop certain skills, but it also means that there is heavy and localized damage to crops and vegetables. Probably their most successful adaptation is what scientists call estivation, which is actually a kind of hibernation. In its native Madagascar, it hibernates during the cool winters and also during the dry season, when there is very little food. They are active when the rains come and when food is plentiful. Now, obviously the seasons of Madagascar are different from those of the Seychelles. We do not have cool winters, and the dry and wet seasons occur at different times of the year. And yet, the tenorec has shifted its hibernation period and active period to accommodate itself to Seychelles seasons. Tenorecs in the Seychelles are active and hibernate at different times of the year than the same species of tenorecs in Madagascar. A fantastic feat of adaptation. So, the next time you see a dead tenorec on the road, tenorecs may not know much about Japanese cars, but they certainly understand the meaning of survival and adaptation to a new environment.
Well, if you've enjoyed listening to this wildlife series in our program Nature Watch, tune in again next Monday at 8:45.